Morning Watch, Colossians week 1, Christ, the portion of the saints. Colossians 1 verses 1 to 18. Tuesday. Colossians 1 verses 3 to 8. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always concerning you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have unto all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in the heavens, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you, even as it is also in all the world, bearing fruit and growing, as also in you, since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth, even as you learned from Epaphras, our beloved fellow slave, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also has made known to us your love in the Spirit. Related verses. 1 John 3:14. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. He who does not love abides in death. 1 John 4:16. And we know and have believed the love which God has in us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. Ephesians 6:24. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in incorruptibility. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. Remembering unceasingly your work of faith and labor of love and endurance of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ before our God and Father. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians 1:3. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always concerning you. Note 1 on Father. God is the God of our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of Man, and God is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. According to the Lord's humanity, God is his God, and according to the Lord's divinity, God is his Father. Colossians 1:4. Because we have heard of your faith. Note 1 on faith. To have faith is to substantiate and receive what is in Christ. To love is to experience and enjoy what we have received of Christ. And to hope is to expect and wait for the glorification in Christ. Colossians 1:5. Because of the hope laid up for you in the heavens, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Note 1 on hope. Hope, faith, and love, mentioned in verses 4 and 5, are the three things that the apostle stressed in 1 Corinthians 13:13. The emphasis there was on love because of the Corinthian situation. The emphasis here is on hope, which, strictly speaking, is Christ himself, that Christ may be revealed as everything to us. Note 2 on laid. It is by living and experiencing Christ that we lay up hope in the heavens. The more we live and experience Christ, the more we lay up hope in the heavens. Hence, hope is being laid up now in our daily life. Note 3 on truth. The truth of the gospel is the reality, the real facts, not the doctrine of the gospel. The word may be considered the doctrine of the gospel, but the truth must refer to reality. Christ in his all-inclusive person and his multifaceted, redemptive work is the reality of the gospel. Colossians 1:6. Which has come to you even as it is also in all the world, bearing fruit and growing, as also in you, since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. Note 1 on grace. The grace of God is what God is to us and what God gives to us in Christ. Note 2 on truth. Truth here means reality. To know the grace of God in truth is to know it experientially in its reality, not just mentally in vain words or doctrines. Colossians 1, verse 7. Even as you learned from Epaphras, our beloved fellow slave, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf. Note 1 on minister. A minister of Christ is not only a servant of Christ, one who serves Christ, but a serving one who serves others with Christ by ministering Christ to them. Portions from the Life Study Messages. Hope, faith, and love in verses 4 and 5 are the three things which the apostle stressed in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. The emphasis there was on love because of the Corinthian situation. The emphasis here is on hope, which, strictly speaking, is Christ himself, for the revelation of Christ is everything to us. Faith is to realize, to substantiate, and receive what is in Christ. Love is to experience and enjoy what we have received of Christ, and hope is to expect and wait for the glorification in Christ. Every genuine Christian has faith in the Lord Jesus and love toward all the saints. These two things prove that we are real Christians. The reason we can love those whom we could never love naturally is that hope is being laid up for us in the heavens. This matter is actually very subjective. It has very much to do with our daily living, with how we live today. The more we love the saints, the more we live Christ now, the more hope will be laid up for us in the heavens for our glorification. However, if day by day we do not live Christ, Christ will be there in the heavens, but he will not be laid up as a glory for us. The amount of hope that is being laid up for us in the heavens depends on how much we are living Christ. We need to be those who love the saints without partiality, because of the one who is our hope. Such a living is the laying up for ourselves of hope in the heavens. In verse 6, the love for the saints is the fruit borne by the gospel. When the gospel is preached in reality, it bears fruit. And those who receive it, it produces love for all believers. The church in Colossae was composed of both Jews and Gentiles. Humanly speaking, the Jews and the Gentiles despised and hated each other. But after the Colossians had believed in the Lord Jesus, the Jewish believers and the Gentile believers came to love one another. Although such a love is a human impossibility, it is a fruit of the gospel. This gospel which grows and bears fruit is also Christ himself. It was Christ who was growing in the Colossians from the day they first heard the word of the truth of the gospel.